This is recorded as part of the Springfield Greene County Library District's 2010 Big Read, and I am with Colleen Martin, and today is March 13th, 2010. Colleen, would you like to tell us a little bit about your family heritage today?
Well, I would love to. I would like to tell you about, first of all, my mom and dad. My dad was Irish. He was born in Kansas. I don't remember exactly the city, but he was born in Kansas. And when he was a child, they moved to Mound City, Missouri. And he was raised in Mound City. And that's north of St. Joe. And my mom was born in Lyman, Colorado. And her family, actually her dad, his family was from San Angelo, Texas, and had moved to Lyman, Colorado. My mom was born in Lyman, Colorado, and I believe grew up there. I think at one time, though, they did move to Greeley, and she was living there later on. My dad, living in Missouri, in Mound City, I don't really recall exactly what he did, you know, as he was growing up, but during the Depression, he joined, I believe it was the CCC Corps or whatever, and he was sent to Colorado, and that's where he met my mom. I think the two of them met at a dance when he was out there. And they fell in love, and they got married. And they lived in Greeley, I think, and then moved to Colorado Springs. And there were six of us in the family. Actually, my mom and dad had seven children, but I had a sister that was born, I believe, in 1939, that as an infant died of pneumonia. Mm. And I had two brothers, and I have three sisters. My oldest brother was born in 1937 and sadly died in 1976 of a stroke. Mm. They had been treating him for Bell's palsy, but he did die of a stroke, and that really was hard on my mother. And then my little brother was born in 1950, and sadly he passed away in 2000. He had damaged his liver as a teenager and young, you know, he was kind of a hippie, and had gotten into drugs and things, and he damaged his liver. And so he died in 2000. The four of us, the girls, I'm the oldest. I was born in 1942. Jacqueline was born in 1943. Priscilla was born in 1945. And then my baby sister, who is now 63, she was born in, I believe, 1947. And her name is Dulce. And that, in Spanish, means candy or sweet. So she, in fact, my mom used to call her Dulcinea. So that was, you know, really a sweet little girl. So anyway, so my mom really instilled in us a spirit of, you know, we didn't have a lot when we were children. But she wanted us to reach for that star. And she encouraged us, because of her and my dad, we were active in church. I can remember going to Sunday school and going to Black Forest to camp and different things. And then also music was really important to my mom. She sang and she was in the choir, and she just really gave us a desire to do those kinds of things. And and also art was really something that she appreciated. And my older brother and I took art lessons at the Fine Arts Center for a couple of years. I guess during the summer we rode the bus and went over. She just really wanted us, you know, to have an interest in that. And although one time we did skip, and instead of going to the art center, we went to the kitty show on Saturday morning. And I can't remember if my mom found out about it or not, but anyway, we did that. And we didn't have, as I said, we didn't have a whole lot when we were, you know, growing up. My dad worked hard. A lot of times he had worked two jobs. My mom was a stay-at-home mom, and my dad became a plumber, and then he worked at Ant Air Force Base in Colorado Springs, and was, you know, did the plumbing and stuff, and did actually, I think, became the supervisor later on. But he had been, I think he was a plumber and in that kind of work for about 30 years. And our first home was actually a man in Colorado Springs had bought several Army barracks that had been out at Peterson Field, and bought land and then had lots that he had set up with the buildings on them. And my dad refinished the inside. He put knotty pine up in it and stuff, and then he also dug the cesspool by himself, no backhoe. And I can remember when he was digging that hole that us kids were out there messing around and picking up the dirt clods and were throwing them at him. And, you know, really, when I think of it now, he didn't have any kind of support or anything in there that, I mean, the thing could have caved in on him. But he did that, and he took care of the plumbing and everything. I mean, he really worked hard. And I think that was probably why he passed away when he was only 68 or 69. But he really, like I said, he really worked hard. And my mom, again, with the music and things, I learned to play the violin when I was a child and went on clear into high school. I was never first chair. I played second violin. But it was really fun. I loved it. And I sang in choir. And I tried out for the madrigals that they had, and I made it. So, and I tried out for cheerleader one time, but I didn't make that. But we just really, even though we didn't have a lot, my mom and dad both tried to instill in us, just a desire to do better. And so we just, it was just really sweet. My mom was really, really quite the lady, and she liked to dress. She never wore slacks. She always wore a skirt. I think most women did in those days, too. And then after they did buy another house later on, just down the street from where we were living. It had a basement and everything, and we had neighbors and that I can remember. The Morgan family lived next door to us. And in fact, my first boyfriend, I think, was Gordon Morgan. And so anyway, I wish really that my mom, you know, since she was Mexican, I wish she would have taught us Spanish. But I think during that time, especially, there was probably a lot of discrimination kind of thing. And so she never taught us Spanish, but I really wish she would have. The only time she ever spoke Spanish was to her sisters, so that we wouldn't understand what they were talking about. And so we just had a fun time. I had cousins that lived down the, not too far from us. And we would get together and do fun things. And Easter time and Christmas time was always, we're always real special in our family. And my mom, like I said, even though we didn't have a lot, we always had a Christmas tree and decorations and all this. And we just had a lot of fun. And Easter time, we always colored Easter eggs and did our little Easter egg hunt. And I remember, too, that we used to go occasionally on a picnic up in Austin Bluffs. And my mom, like I said, would wear a skirt, nylons, and her, and she'd sit there just, but we had a good time doing those things. And I have visited Mound City, and seeing, you know, where my dad grew up. And in fact, I remember one trip that we made to Mound City, and I saw my grandma, and she, I remember when I was there that I was, I don't remember if it was a tricycle or a bicycle that I was riding. I think it was probably just a tricycle riding down the hill, and somehow it tipped and fell, and I split my head open. And I don't know, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think my grandma fainted, and I think I had a cousin that passed out, too, when that happened. But I think I still had a scar. But we had a good time that time when we went to visit grandma. And my mom's mother passed away. She had gotten, I think, ovarian cancer. And I think probably I was a baby, you know, when she passed away. But I don't know. We just, Colorado Springs was a beautiful place to grow up. And I met my first husband when he was stationed at Fort Carson. And he was originally from Minnesota. And we did live in Colorado Springs for a couple of years after we got married. But we did go ahead and move to Minnesota. And I really enjoyed living up there. And my mom wasn't happy when we moved. In fact, when we moved, she didn't come out to say goodbye to us. She was very upset. But she did get over it, and my mom and dad came up and visited us a couple of times when we were up there. And so, you know, it was nice. And I still keep in touch with my sisters. I have a sister that lives in Oregon, Dulce, and Priscilla lives in Texas. Jackie lives in Reno, Nevada. And, you know, we keep in touch, call each other and all. And I have four children. I have three sons and a daughter. My daughter lives in San Angelo, Texas, which was really something when I found out that my, you know, my mom's dad's family had come from San Angelo. And I have a son that lives in Corpus Christi. And my youngest son lives in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and my oldest son lives in Minnesota, north of Duluth in Two Harbors. And they all really like where they're living. I wish they lived closer, but it's always fun to go visit them. And we just, you know, keep in touch through, well, I'm on Facebook, that kind of thing, and that's fun to keep in touch with my grandkids and with my kids. And of course, I come to the library and use their computers, and I do my emailing here, too, and forward silly things back and forth to each other. And
well, it sounds like you have a wonderful, rich history. You mentioned a music background. Would you like to sing a song for us today?
Well, I would love to. I love musicals, and one of my favorites is The King and I. And I love the song that Anna sings to the children about getting to know you. So I'll go ahead and sing that. Getting to know you, getting to know all about you. Getting to like you, getting to hope you like me. Getting to know you, putting it my way but nicely. You are precisely my cup of tea. Getting to know you, getting to feel free and easy. When I am with you, getting to know what to say. Having to notice, suddenly I'm bright and breezy because of all the beautiful and new things I'm learning about you day by day.
Colleen, that was beautiful.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much for meeting with me today. This has been Dana Scott interviewing Colleen Martin at the Library Station. Thank you, Colleen.
Recorded as part of the Springfield-Greene County Library District's 2010 Big Read. For more information, contact the library at 417-883-5366 or visit us on the web at thelibrary.org.